the county start pulling yuck. Yeah, so you better let go.
Welcome back to The Things That Matter here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We are certainly the voice of the community here on The Things That Matter. I'm Kirk Johnson. My special guests today, Arlie Nash Ferguson and Eddie Dames, two cultural stalwarts of our country and those who have not only carried their message on the streets of Bay Street during our Junkanoo festivals, but certainly use a number of other platforms to make sure we get it right. I began with you, Eddie, Mr. Dames, as we talk about this history, and you mentioned how far back we go. Because as we talk about whether or not our culture of our country is in danger, and of course when we open the line, we're going to find out from our public where they are in that regard as well. But help us paint this picture in identifying from whence we've come.
Yeah, see, I got you as far as when the Arawaks were inhabiting the islands here. But they bring you to the voyage of Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus, who started out from around Spain, even though he was Genoan, and got King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella to give him the ships that he came in here on. But the only people he could get on those ships were prisoners from around the area of Spain. And all of those people who were in prison were not all Spanish. They came from around that whole region. And so by the time he came into these waters and landed in Watlands Island or San Salvador, however the confusion
may be. Some say it's Mayaguana.
Some say it's Cat Island as well. But Mr. Eras Manca, he has done tremendous search in that regard, and he is maintaining that it's Cat Island, but we don't want to get into that aspect of it because it can be controversial in terms of that. But history will record the proper findings. But certainly by the time Columbus came and bringing with him all those diverse cultures in the three ships that he had and leaving half of those here who had various sexual intercourses with the Indians who lived here then, many of whom died out because of diseases that they got from these same sailors who came in. And out of that, the mixed culture started. And then very soon after that, these Indians either died out or they started to migrate. They started migrating.
Several were taken to Hispaniola.
Yeah, some of them went back with all of the other treasures that were taken. And then came, of course, the whole venture of John Hopkins with the slave trade. And before you know it, the whole Bahamas was mixed up. And then by the time the loyalists and all of the colonial masters came,